sacrament. Today is the 16th day of the blessed day of Ba'ub. May God grant it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord. O my Father and my brethren, amen. On this day of the year 673 AD, the Holy Father, the Patriarch Abba Aghason, the 39th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was a disciple of the Holy Father. Abba Benjamin, 38th Pope of Abba Benjamin, disappeared for a period for a time from the face of his Chalcedonian persecutors and left Aghason to preach to the believers and establish them in the Orthodox faith. Aghason went around the streets and markets in the daytime wearing a carpenter's apparel, and during the night wearing a priest's uniform. He went around the houses also preaching the instructing the believers. He kept doing this till the Arab conquest of Egypt and the return of the father of Patriarch Abba Benjamin to his chair. When Pope Benjamin departed, the saint was chosen to the honorable rank of patriarch. He faced great tribulation for the sake of keeping the Orthodox faith. For example, a man whose name was Theodosius, O Malchiset, went to the city of Damascus and came before Yazid ibn Muawiyah, the Arab governor of Damascus. He gave him much money and took from him an order to appoint him the governor of Alexandria, Beheira, and Mariut. When he became in charge of this position, he afflicted our father, the patriarch, and levied great taxes on him. Because of the excessive evil of the governor and what he did to the father, the patriarch, the people hated and avoided him. He put forth an order that any man who might find the patriarch on his way should slay him. The patriarch remained in his cell until God destroyed the evil governor. In these days of his father, the buildings of St. Marcorius Church in his monastery at Wadi Natron was completed. One night, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and told him about the holy monk from the monastery of St. Macarius, whose name was John, and who lived in the Fayyum. The angel ordered him to bring him to help in the preaching and teaching the people. The angel told him that he would be patriarch after him. Abba Aghason sent and brought him and delivered to him the work of the church there, organization, teaching the believers and preaching to them. Abba Aghason remained in the papacy for 19 years and departed in peace. May the praise be with us. Amen. On this day also, the commemoration of Saint Carpros, Apollos, Papillos, and Peter, the disciple of Abba Isaiah the Anchorite. Their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.